are with us. Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for coming back in after being here last Wednesday morning with us on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Corey, just a couple of breaks ago, we played the call from the Woodhead out in Groveport with the house in which there was reportedly a murder committed about 50 years ago. And you guys visited. When did you visit? We'll get into details of what you found here coming up in the next half hour before 8 o'clock. But when did you go out there with your equipment?
We
were out there on Saturday night. We were there for about, I'd say, 3.5 hours. We set our equipment up for about 3.5 hours.
From when to when?
From 9 to probably about, we wrapped up around 12:30.
Okay. Was there a time that was more heightened than the rest? I mean, was it toward... You always wonder, is it toward midnight?
you know, really, that's an interesting question because really there isn't a specific time. A lot of people think there is. There are certain conditions that can encourage spirit activity. But as for timing, you can pick up anything during any part of the day or night.
Right.
So if a place is going to be haunted, it's going to be haunted during the daytime,
exactly,
too.
Exactly.
But what sort of conditions are you referring to that could enhance it?
Actually, there's a number of theories in the paranormal circles, ranging from lack of moisture in the air to a humid environment, how much static electricity is in the air, and actually, again, moon. As I mentioned last year, moon phases actually seem to have some sort of effect.
Really?
Yes.
And lightning.
Yes, storms. Again, you get into the storms, lightning, you get more into
that's
that.
Kind of the electromagnetic thing.
That gets it back into that electromagnetic situation.
Interesting. All right, well, you managed to capture 3 electronic voice phenomena. 2 voice and 1, I don't know, like what you call it, some sort of a recording anomaly of some sort, but maybe it's just a electronic noise. But one of these, you can really hear after you, especially when you point out what it is you think you said. We're going to play these electronic voice phenomena captured from a house in Groveport Saturday night. 48, Woody Zuko and Stacy in on Halloween morning with our friends from the Central Ohio Paranormal Society. Larry Copeland, Sam Clark. All right. We promised we would play the electronic voice phenomena, or the EVPs. And let's talk about that a little bit, Sam and Larry, where you captured them, or did you know when you get them, or do you just have to go back and listen after you've recorded and see what shows up? Or how does that work?
That's really a good question, because in this case, you always have to go back. In the case of the Grove Port case we just did, as I was explaining to you off air, we had 10 recorders, 5 video cameras going. You have to review all of that information. So that's almost 40 hours worth of review that you have to do, maybe just to capture
1 second.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's a lot of work.
And you really got to be paying attention to. You definitely need to be in a quiet room, good set of headphones, and you can't be distracted by anything because you really got to listen. You really got to listen.
It's sometimes so embedded that it just sounds like a background noise. Then you got to bring it out, boost it up.
Wow. Well, but you don't hear them as this is happening. This is not real time, right?
It's not real time. And what's interesting about one of the EVPs that you have and that you're going to play is that it didn't come across on my tape player that I had on me, but it did come across on Gina's tape player, who was right next to me at the same time.
Why would that be?
Who knows? It just did not impress on my tape player. It did on hers.
Jiminy. All right, well, let's go through these. Zuko, do you have something?
Is there people that argue that maybe these EVPs could be like CB radios or cell phone or something? You know what I mean? Something else that's out there in the air?
Most definitely, yeah. But we run it through a program that we have on laptops and on our computers, of course, and it's we can tell if it's an inhuman or a human voice by the pitches. And that's how we can tell, and we can boost it and bring it up. So you're going to have the skeptics out there who...
Right.
And we like to ask it questions like you hear on EVPs and stuff, but they'll also interact if you're just sitting there carrying on a conversation like this. They'll try to butt in almost like they're, like, they want to impose on our conversation, so to speak.
Really?
So, yeah, we get a lot of EVPs that way also. Yeah, we definitely have our skeptics out there.
All right. Well, that's fine. And, you know, we just invite you to keep an open mind and see if you can hear what... But when I play these, I definitely heard there's voice on two of them and some sort of an electronic sound on the third. So, Larry, let's describe here. Let's prepare to play cut one here and describe what it is they're going to hear.
Pardon me. What happened is Mike had put a blank tape recorder upstairs in the attic. There was no people around. Everyone was on the first floor or in the basement, as myself and Gina were in the basement. When reviewing this information, this particular EVP came across. There was no human agent upstairs at the time.
Okay.
In the cut one.
All right, this is cut one. And what is it you think that you believe to hear them say?
It says, "We believe I know." I know.
All right, I know. Listen very closely and see if you hear that.
Actually, that was cut two.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. My bad. That's the one that most attracted me. We'll come back to that one in a moment. All right, here is I know. I'm sorry. This is the first one. Yeah, there you heard it. You can hear it. Let's play it again. I'll boost the level a little bit. Yeah, it's a real breathy, but you can hear it. You can hear, I think that is what they're saying, too, is I know.
Yes.
All right, now this second cut, this is interesting. Describe this here.
Gina and I had been downstairs. This is where the initial attack on the older lady took place when she was conked with a rolling pin. And to set it up, we had just gotten down there. We were starting to ask questions when all of a sudden an EMF meter that was taped to the main pillar.
EMF meaning?
Electromagnetic field meter.
Okay.
It measures electromagnetic field. Just started going haywire for absolutely no reasons. It went up to a toot and then receded for absolutely no reason. We started asking questions, and you can hear me in the cut asking questions, and the spirit actually responds in an intelligent manner.
What was the question that you asked to hear that we're going to hear?
What I asked was, can you please manifest? We're looking for some sort of sign. We were looking for some sort of activity.
In other words, show yourself
do
if
something.
You're here. All right, and you think the spirit said?
I'm trying.
All right, here we go.
You're here. Can you please manifest?
Now, I don't know if you'd be able to hear that or not. Certainly with headphones on, we can hear that. I'm going to back that up here.
You're here. Can you please manifest?
It's breathy at the end, but I can hear it. I can definitely hear. It sounds like they're saying I'm trying. Zuko, did you hear it?
Yeah, faint. I can hear it.
It's faint, but you can. I think that is what they're saying. Yeah, all right, in this third track here, this is interesting, too. It's not voice.
No, it's just, sometimes you don't get voice. Sometimes you just get an electronic insertion. And primarily that's because they have no vocal cords. They have to impress something onto either digital or a magnetic tape, such as what you're using in a cassette tape. And to set this up, Mike was talking to the homeowner, and you can hear Mike, and then right at the end, you hear this electronic insertion. Now, where this comes from, we have absolutely no idea.
But again, you didn't hear this?
No.
As it happened?
None of this is heard when it happens.
All right, here we go here.
A lot of times, they don't answer direct questions.
You heard... Play it again, but it sounds like something dropped on the floor almost, or... Let's listen here.
A lot of times, they don't answer direct questions.
It's like, wait, whooshy?
That buzz, right? When
Questions.
Mike Phoenix's statement,
yeah,
that's exactly what you pick up. On his computer, it actually, he boosted that a bit, and it actually comes through almost as an electron, someone who has to speak with an electronic voice box.
Uh-huh.
It comes across almost like something like that, but it's completely unintelligible.
Now, Sam, you were saying that you experienced a sensation in the basement. We're talking about with the Central Ohio Paranormal Society, with us Larry Copeland and now Sam Clark, who are out in this Groveport house that has been written up in at least one periodical about, was it a double murder that occurred there or just one person that was killed in the 50s? You remember, Sam?
It was a double murder, I believe.
All right, a double murder. And I believe the gentleman who called, the call we played earlier this hour, said it was a stabbing. in one of the instances. And then to know that and to hear what you experienced downstairs is pretty freaky.
Well, one of my favorite things to do when we're doing EVP work is I like to kind of provoke, if not try to upset whatever's there. And when I was down in the basement, I was like...
Smack-talking?
Exactly, that's the word I was looking for.
A little ghost smack-talk.
Exactly, a little bit, yeah, there you go, you got it. And when I was down there, I was down there with another member, Chris Tanner, who's also in our group. And when I was down there, I was just, I had my recorder out, I was doing EVP work, ghost smack-talking, whatever you want to call it, and we call it provoking. And all of a sudden, on the back of my leg, I felt a sharp pain, almost like somebody was stabbing me. Now, I've never felt what a stab feels like, but if I had to... guess what it felt like? That's what I say what it was. And I yelled up to Larry upstairs. It hurt that bad. I said, Larry, did the lady get stabbed in the leg? And then he, of course, screamed down to me and said if she didn't, she was also drugged down the stairs. So, you know, that's exactly what it felt like. It felt like somebody stabbed me in the back of the leg when I was down in that basement.
Which leg was it?
It was my left leg.
Jeez. Was it bruised or anything?
No, not really. It got cold there for a minute, but then it kind of went away. It was interesting. It was awesome.
So by and large, in summary, would you say that there were or were not active anomalies there in that house?
There were active anomalies, at least from one spirit, and at least later on in the investigation, I was asked to go to a back bedroom, and I was able to pick up on the spirit of the homeowner's uncle as well.
How could you tell? I mean, what?
As I explained last year, I get pictures and impressions, and I came out and I said, I got an impression of thus, and he's looking on this entire scenario as a Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey circus, and the homeowner looked at us and said, yeah, that's my uncle. That's exactly how he would describe it.
Really?
Yes.
Is that right? Wow. Yeah, meaning the fact that you were there with your equipment and everything, or just the fact that there were so many people in the house? Or
The fact that there were so many people in the house, that they had all the equipment going out trying to figure out what was going on there.
Interesting. Well, guys, again, I thank you. I know you put a lot of manpower hours into boiling down what we played here, just the seconds we played. But you do this free. This is something like a hobby that's for you, which is fairly amazing to me, the amount of time you put in for free. How does one get in touch with you if, you know, you think you're living in a place that's spooked or haunted?
You can contact us through our website, which is www.centralohioparanormal.com. I believe it's on the Woody page it's on the Woody page. It's on your website, so they can definitely go there and get to our website that way. They can also tinker around with themselves, they can do kind of an amateur ghost busting type of thing, and they can set up a recorder in their house, too, so if they want to do it that way. But definitely contact us, and we'll bring our cameras out, our recorders, everything. We don't only do recordings. We don't only do audio. We also do video and take pictures, and we got a whole arsenal. You can check out our website. Once again, it's www.centralohioparanormal.com.
One thing that we would like to stress is if you're having problems and you want to contact us, by all means, start lay down a foundation. Run some tape, make notations someplace so that you have a regular log so that we have something to go on, because this helps us to know where hot spots are without necessarily taxing my sensitivity.
I understand you've had quite a few hits here the last few days here, too.
Yes,
right?
I have.
All right. Well, guys, thank you very much for coming in. Sam, Larry, it's great having you on.
Thank you so much.
Block us out for next year. We'll have you back, and happy Halloween.
If it's happening on Music Row, you'll be the first to know. With news from Nashville coming up at 9:45 with...